Our guest is Corteva Enlist field specialist Steve Snyder. Corteva put out four weed control myths that we need to debunk, and let's talk about those. First one, basically, the first myth is that the idea that we're using herbicides creates super weeds.
Super weeds. Well, I think the key on managing weeds, and that we've talked about this ever since really when the glyphosate-resistant weeds became on the forefront here 10, 15 years ago, the key is, you know, weeds, very adaptable. You know, weed selection will select out for resistance if you rely on one mode of action, one chemistry, year after year, crop after crop. So we always talk about the program approach with the Enlist system. And all that means is we want to use pre-emerge herbicides. We want to use tang mix partners with Enlist. In most situations, by using a pre, either on corn or soybeans, and then a tang mix partner post, you're most of the time going to get at least four, if not five, different modes of action on particular weeds. And then the key is to make sure the, like, let's say it's water hemp, for instance. If four of those five are active on water hemp, you got four different modes of action controlling that weed. So that's how you manage super weeds. You just want to mix it up, use different type herbicides at different timing applications of the year.
Yep. And it's resistance really is something that you said, it just repeatedly using the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, I mean, there's, I might be wrong, but I think I'm right on, in Arkansas, Palmer amaranth has resistance to nine different modes of action. I don't know how many, there's only 15 or 20 to start with. So you just got to use different modes of action from the beginning. If a grower or a farmer waits until he has resistant issues and then starts doing it, it's a little more challenging. So I'm very impressed with the growers and farmers up in the upper Midwest here and in the Plains area. Most growers are using pre's on corn, and most are using pre-emerge herbicides on soybeans as well, in with the Enlist system. So they're using tank mix partners, and we're getting very, very good weed control by doing the right thing.
Another myth is that eliminating weeds is the only goal of weed control.
When you're trying to control weeds, like we said earlier, just use different modes of action. But as far as if that's the only goal, I mean, you got the financial concerns that you're always going to look at as far as doing it. But there's a lot of different options to control weeds, crop rotation, tillage, burn down applications. I just think it's very important to plan ahead. I mean, it's getting that time of the year now where I think the planning is probably already done. But just always, you know, plan your approach. And it is very important to control weeds. But there's a lot of other things you got to look at, too, as far as timing. Do you have the manpower, the equipment, and everything else to get everything done on a timely basis?
Yep, timing. And biggest thing is eliminating yield loss.
Yeah, I mean, they always say this. We learned, you know, I've been with Corteva 37 years. One of the first things they always say, the highest yield potential you have is the day you plant the crop. And then all you're doing from then on is preventing loss yield. So by controlling weeds early and doing it the right way, you're going to retain as much yield potential as you can on those acres. At least some things we can control. We can't control a lot of things in agriculture, but some of these things we can control, and we might as well get those things right.
Talk about adjuvants, too. That's one of the myths, too. Everybody thinks all adjuvants are the same, but there are some distinct differences.
Oh, wow, yeah. Huge differences in adjuvants. I think it's just, at least in our part of the world, adjuvants are very, very important. I grow crops, too. I have soybeans and corn, and I always use adjuvants. I mean, you got non-ionic surfactants, you got MSOs, methylated seed oils, you got crop oil concentrates, AMS to help condition the water, ammonium sulfate in sprayable form. I think they're very important for weed control. The key with a proper adjuvant, and there's a lot of different quality adjuvants out there, and there are some that are not quality. I always refer someone to talk to their distributor, talk to their retailer where they're buying the herbicides and their adjuvants. And they know the right ones typically that'll do very well. The key to an adjuvant is just getting the herbicide in the weed as quick as possible. When you got low dew points, dry conditions, and you're spraying, just consider the scenario. You're out spraying with the, in the field. How long does it take for them water droplets to evaporate off the leaf of a weed? You know, it just takes a few minutes. So you have a few minutes to get that herbicide through the cuticle into the weed to kill it. And that's why adjuvants that keep wetter longer, spread out better, actually penetrate the cuticle better, and more quickly will improve weed control. So adjuvants, I think, are critical in certain areas. You get other areas where you have maybe real soft water, high humidity. It's still important, but not as critical as it is in the upper Midwest. So we typically will recommend AMSs in the tank, COCs, MSOs, just to get the weed. I mean, it's just common sense. If you can't get it into the weed, you can't kill it. And you got to get it in there. And adjuvants help you do that.
And same thing, too, probably with generic products with the Enlist system, too, right?
It is. I mean, you know, generics can be very good. Private label herbicides can be very good. Brand name herbicides as well. You just got to look. Just because the active ingredient is the same doesn't mean it was formulated the same. So you just, and some of this is just experiential. You just got to experience it. Again, go to your retailer and distributor or your local crop protection rep, and they'll help you out with, you know, proven herbicides that actually in adjuvants are going to do a very good job for you.
Yep, for sure. That covers the questions I have. Anything you want to make sure we cover?
Well, I just want to let everybody know that if you need more information, you can always go to our website, enlist.com. It has training modules in there. It has everything from fact sheets on how to, you know, it's very important to have a clean sprayer before you start spraying, and you have the proper tank clean out after you spray any herbicide, whether it's Enlist or something else. So make sure you go on that website. It talks about tank mix order. Tank mix order, as we're adding more tank mixes to the Enlist system when you're spraying post-emerge, it's important to do it in the right order. If you don't do it in the right order, sometimes you can get some plugging of screens and nozzles. This is true with any herbicide. So, you know, just go online, learn a little bit more, reach out to your local territory manager who works with it every day. Your retailer should be very up to speed on it as well. And the key is we just want you to have successful weed control and maintain the crop's yield and potential throughout the year. And we're here to help. We want you to have a very good luck with it and success. So just reach out if you have questions. Don't guess. And read the label. It's shocking how many people actually don't read the label of a herbicide they're using. I highly suggest you spend an hour or two reading the label at least once.
That's Corteva Enlist Field Specialist Steve Snyder.